Thank you for calling Plasteel, a plastic engineering company. Our normal office hours are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m.
This is Trent.
Hey, Trent. This is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben. Sorry I missed you earlier.
No worries. We're almost there on your funding, okay?
Okay, thanks.
So, the tax return works fine. Here's the issue with the Cabbage letter. Cabbage terminated your loan in February. That's when you paid off. But after that, they funded you. So, they paid it off, and then you funded again on May 18th and June 21st. But you have zero balance from them, correct?
Cabbage I never paid off until June 1st, ever.
Give me a second.
So what we did is June 1st, they were paid off, and that's when, I mean, you can see the UCC when that's filed. We've used them for a year or two in general. We were using them every month.
Gotcha.
Let me see. Hold on. I'm with you. Let me go to my folder. So I sent you that email just so you can see when the lien was finally released, and that was showing that they were paid off.
Oh, these people are so dumb. They're so dumb. They don't realize the financing statement was on February. Ay, ay, ay.
Oh. And I sent you that email just so you could see, because if you went to the UCC release, it doesn't even say their name.
Can you do me a quick favor, just to be on the safe side? Sometimes people in, like, quality control, they're not the brightest bulbs in the shed. What I'd like you to do is this. I'd like you to call Cabbage, and even if this sounds redundant, just ask them for a zero balance letter. Just say, okay. It will just say, you know, dear loyal, to whom it may concern, you have a zero balance with us. Because their bill at zero balance letter says, once we get this money, you'll have a zero balance. If you can just get a zero balance letter from them, that'd be great. I'm going to see if I can make this fly in the meantime, okay?
Okay, cool. I'll call them right now.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Thanks. Bye.